Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. We're in the middle, or the end actually, the last segment of the Christina Liu Show. And my co-host is Otto Lost, and I'm saying him last because we're going to continue on with Otto Lost and the kale story.
Well, the kale story. As I say, my mother was a fantastic cook. I would say health wasn't always in the equation. But when this kale dinner, which my wife Bunny knows how to make and has made, feeds a lot of people. You get a big pot full of kale. It's boiled. And within that kale goes Irish oatmeal, pinkelwurst, which you probably never heard of. Pinkelwurst.
Okay.
Is that like bratwurst? What is it?
You can only buy it in certain pork stores.
Okay.
And it's I don't even know what's in it, but it's good.
Like a sausage?
Yeah, it's a fat sausage, a big one. And it gets cooked and you get a lot of them and you cut them up into segments.
Okay.
And bacon fat, which is called Speck, German. Mm-hmm. Tenderloin, potatoes. Ooh. And you take all this stuff. And you chop it up and you make a big pile out of it that's you can hardly see over, and it's all mixed together. And it is just fantastic.
I think that sounds really delicious.
It really is delicious. And what goes with that is a thing called kummel, K-U-M-M-E-L. It's a booze which has a caraway-based liquor. And you sip this stuff because it's supposed to be good for your digestion.
Is that what they say in the Lowe's house?
While you're eating this fat load of dinner. And it's a family thing, you know, where many, many times my mother made that. And we had some great dinners together with a lot of people. And Bunny did do it up until about 3 or 4 years ago. She would do it sometimes on St. Patrick's Day. And it would be like a multicultural thing with corned beef and this kale dinner.
That sounds I really am very intrigued by that kale dinner.
You will never get it in a restaurant. I saw it once about a year ago.
Does it have a name or is it just called kale dinner?
Gern kale. Gern is green. Mm-hmm. Kale is kale. And in Plattdeutsch, which is where my family's from, the north part of Germany. And you'll never get it in a restaurant. Like people say, your mother makes Sauerbraten. We never had Sauerbraten. Never, ever. My mother made meals like soup that were like dinners. You know, I hardly ever had any soup in my plate, but the soup was there. And the Italians, they have the Germans have this meatball soup also. And in these villages where my mother and father came from, the night before a wedding, just like an Italian feast, they would sit around the ladies drinking schnapps and rolling these little meatballs for the wedding for the next day. And, you know, these are all festive meals that I don't know if you see them in a recipe book, truthfully.
The next time Bunny makes it, I'm going to put in a request. Make me a little Tupperware. I'd like to try this. John, I just want to taste test everything. I'm so hungry right now. Everyone's thing sounds
I'm agreeing. You know what we have to do? And it's not going to be for 6 more months, unfortunately. And I know Dan's listening. We do have to get together.
Absolutely.
And make this stuff. Bunny has to make that. And it's going to be June. It's going to be July. But when everybody feels safe, the weather will be nice. It'll still be outdoors, probably. Makes no difference.
Yeah,
we'll make different dishes and get together. That one sounds tremendous. But it has to be made real. Not with whatever you call that, pinkwurst. I mean, pinkwurst. You got to get the right stuff. There's no question about it.
I'm not sure where to get it, but you know, it sounds like.
Let's put it this way: you're not going to see it in Stop and Shop.
I love it. Well, that's really great. And like, you see what we're just doing? And I want everyone to take away from that. You know, here's another thing, you know, we're always trying to teach people kind of, you know, you can be your own Zoom host and it's easy and then start your own group and whatnot. And just doing something like this, you know, reminiscing about family recipes or what, or, you know, just something that is important and it brings you joy and to talk about it and you share ideas, you know, and I just have to give a quick shout out detour because it reminded me of yesterday. We have our Blankets of Love group.
Okay.
Who's for years has, you know, they've been making these beautiful quilted blankets, crocheted blankets, excuse me, and been donating it to different charities every year. This group, they could have their own company. The way they bang out these things, I mean, they go through yarn like nobody's business. And they are so incredible. And they've been, during the pandemic, obviously, you know, they started prior in January, they were meeting and making blankets. And, you know, through February, and then they had to stop short. But they moved it to Zoom. So the ladies sit around and they, you know, they talk and they make these things. And yesterday, two of them came in to count their inventory because they want to get ready to donate. They had such beautiful things. There was 10, I believe, youth blankets that they made. And the prints are just so stunning. I took a whole bunch of photos. And they're donating that to Ronald McDonald House. They also had, like, I think it was like 20-something baby blankets and little tiny baby hats. So they were going to donate some of that to, I think, Ronald McDonald House as well, and then some other charities. But it was just so beautiful. And I said to them, it was just, you know, it was another thing. And I said, it's just, they have a social component to it. And then it's, you have this beautiful product that goes to an amazing cause. And it's just, it was just really cool that Project Independence is a part of this kind of program. So
how many people are in that program?
There's about, I want to say like 10 to 15, I think, you know, I don't know, you know, it kind of goes, so some people, you know, it depends on, I'm not sure how many are actually meeting via Zoom. But a lot of them are, you know, at home and, you know, and then they have this whole system because, you know, obviously they can't get together. So they drop it off, you know, then we'll put it in the office and kind of keep it in there. So it's really, it's just a great, great program. So,
Christina, while it sounds very nice, I'd still rather you feed me.
I know. Listen, we could have give you a blanket after you eat a lot.
That's fine.
You know?
Wrap me in a blanket after you feed me. That's great.
But you could do that. And I also want to mention that the town is doing a bunch of holiday virtual events too, because they said, you know, they just realized how important it is to somewhat still be connected, even though we can't be in person. So there will be on December 10th at 4 p.m., the town will be partnering with the Shabbat of Manhasset to host a virtual menorah lighting, because that's the first night of Hanukkah. So that will be then. And then on December 11th, there will be a virtual celebration with the Manhasset Chamber of Commerce for the Christmas tree lighting.
Okay.
So there'll be a bunch of fun little events going on there. And then there's North Hempstead TV is doing a whole bunch of different themed holiday greetings, holiday book readings, holiday art, cooking specials. And that will be on Monday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. the week of December 7th. We'll be kicking it off. There'll be a Kwanzaa special. So they've been working really hard, like I said, everyone in the town, to kind of make the holidays still feel like the holidays, you know, even though it's a little different. So you can check that out and you can always go to North Hempstead TV to see the full schedule of everything. So
I heard, I don't know if it's true, you gotta make a reservation to see the big tree in Rockefeller Center.
Oh, you know, I meant to read
you
about
go and see it. You just, I don't know how you can stop people from seeing it.
I know, I wasn't totally sure. I'm actually, on a side note, glad. I was feeling a little down about the Rockefeller tree when it didn't have lights on it. It was looking a little pathetic.
Oh yeah.
And it was, but now it looks so beautiful. And a symbol of hope, which is my latest obsession, me and my mom, is the little owl that was found inside the tree, who they named Rockefeller. So of course me and Barbara are obsessed with owls. Now the two of us have purchased so many little owl things because it was just a really nice little symbol of hope. So all throughout my house, I was kind of into the owl thing, but now they're certainly all over the place. So
did they bring that owl back to where the tree was in the first place?
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw that little picture of him in that little blanket. And I said, Jay, like, how do we get a pet owl? You know, is this something we can get and keep outside? But it was just really, and like I said, that was just that kind of a, just a nice little story. So
but that's true. If the otto, if the owl went back, it would make sense if it's a baby owl.
Yeah, I would think it probably went back.
Collection of the mother is where they cut the tree down from.
Right, absolutely.
I have no idea.
And I just want to remind people, you could still reserve your spot to be part of a really great group called In Your Own Words. It's going to meet virtually through Zoom. It's facilitated by Gina, who's one of our social workers. And it's really a workshop series to help you just kind of record your experience on paper, whether it's poems or journaling. Each week there, she has a very organized little curriculum. And I just think it's great. Like I said, it's another kind of outlet to be creative and, you know, connect to people and get it recorded, frankly, which I think is so important to do. So that is kicks off on December 8th.
That one is ongoing. It's like a couple times.
It's going to be the December 8th and 22nd. So I think it's the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. And it's definitely going to be about like 6 weeks, I think, you know, but it's not set. It doesn't have a set end date. So obviously if the group kind of wants to keep going, then they'll kind of do that. So it's, you know, this is our first time doing it. So it's going to be like, you know, an evolution of things. So
do you have to be in for the entire deal or can you show up?
Yeah, I mean, I could think you could listen. No one's going to no one's going to knock on your door. The stormtroopers aren't coming to, you know. Right. Get you. I think it's worth, you know, a shot, like I said, to just do it. And like I said, Gina's been working really, really hard on this kind of curriculum. And she's been to all these conferences, just the benefits of therapeutic journaling and whatnot. So it's just another kind of thing that PI is dabbling in. And then, of course, we always have our PI exercise programs that are, you know, you could see them live, you could see them recorded on North Hempstead TV. So there's a whole bunch of them. So you could call 311 to get information for that. And then, you know, we just have our social groups are all meeting. So you can join those at any time. I also want to give a great plug that a few weeks ago, I've been working with the IT department on updating our Project Independence website to kind of just now there were some, you know, edits I need to be made and just to kind of make it more visibly, you know, interesting and easy. So there's update information, there's new graphics, we added a news and update section that has all the newsletters and email newsletters and calendars and articles. There's a link right to the PI virtual exercise classes. Of course, the radio show is featured. There's a link to listen live and then a link to listen to past episodes and watch videos. And we transfer all of our brochures, our Project Independence brochure, our transportation brochure has been translated into Spanish, Mandarin, Korean, Creole, and Farsi. So that's all up there too. Wow. So it's really great. So it was a labor of love.
Perfect. We're basically out of time. Today was a tremendous show. The first
it
half.
It felt good to be back, guys.
It really was. Very enjoyable. I have a good time with both you guys and Dan. We have to do a show.
Even Dan.
Or Dan and on Dan, something like that. But that's nevertheless,
right. Mr. Oz.
Have a wonderful, safe weekend, everybody. And we'll be back next week. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Be safe.
Be safe.